Blog Talk Radio.
You've reached Richard Press's voicemail box. Please leave me a message and I'll get back to you as soon as I can. Thank you.
Please leave your message.
Let me try something different, everyone. Hold on 1 second. Try a different number here. I've just spoken to him, so I know that he's there. That one. Okay. It's sometimes difficult connecting with people that are out of country, but I know that all of you are very patient. So let me see if I could text him one more time, let him know we're waiting. Okay, well, here we go, everybody. Okay, so let's, that's interesting. I hope I have the right number. All right, let's try one more time and let's give him a call. All right, he got the message. All right, let me go ahead and give him a call now. All right, everybody. And we love you so much. Your patience as far as this blog talk. Here we go.
Richard Presser.
Hello, Richard. Dr. Richard
Presser. Jane, how are you?
Hi. We're very, very good. We are very excited having you here on our call again. It's been a few months, I think, and lots has happened since then. But people have been asking for you, so that is the reason why you are here, and we were able to get a hold of you to come on our call. So there are probably a number of people, Richard, who are not familiar with who you are, and if you could give us a little bit of your background as well as these wonderful products that some of us, most of us, probably know about, but there are a few that do not. So I think I'll just go ahead and leave it up to you to share about who you are, the amazing individual that you have been, you know, for these many years and even prior to, before coming to these products. So tell us a little bit about you and now all about, and then, of course, about the products.
Thank you, Jane. I appreciate your invitation to, excuse me, to join you to speak with your audience, and welcome everybody. I welcome the opportunity to share a little of these products with you. And Jane, I apologize for being unavailable when you first tried to call me. I turned my phone off so no one could interfere, not thinking for a moment that I would stop you calling me. Anyway, enough of that. A little of my background. I have a PhD in materials engineering, which I've never really used. I spent a bunch of years in the IT industry and was towards the end effectively running my own business with a partner, which was selling IT products in Australia to large corporates. And, you know, we had quite good levels of success, really. And so in about 1991, I was standing in front of the whiteboard in my office, and I just had this sudden realization that everything that I'd been creating in my life was trying to fill this hole that I felt in the center of me, a hole I hadn't recognized was there until I realized I wasn't feeling it. People talk about an epiphany. That, Jane, I now see as an epiphany. Mm-hmm. It was like a bomb went off inside me. And so in hindsight, it really posed two questions. And those two questions are, who am I and what am I doing? And the first question took 20 years in the deconstruction of my existing life to understand. What am I doing has a different answer every day. And sometimes it's blocking my phone when I should leave it on. But, you know, it's different every day and every moment. So the understanding that I've come to through that journey, which included about 6 years running a spiritual-based business, actually in the US, and for people that are not aware, I am based in Melbourne, Australia. So it's morning here on Monday. And so that business I ran with a partner in Maryland. She was an extraordinarily gifted spiritual woman. And, you know, we ran a business together. I spent most of my time in Maryland in those years. And I came to understand, not by any planning of mine, that behind the work we were doing was a deeper plan where Carolyn, as her name was, would be interfered with by, you might say, elements of the dark, as I refer to them. And it was my job to figure out where that interference came from and clear them. And without getting into all of the details of that, simply put, it gave me an understanding of creation that I have not heard from elsewhere. And so the simple thing is, in my opinion, we are living in a very unique time, not only in the history of this planet, but indeed the history of all creation. And my understanding is that one of the reasons for the creation of our beautiful planet was a trap, you might say, for those that I call the dark, who thought they could come to this planet and take complete control of humanity, and in doing so, survive in creation, because a plan was put in place to clear them, because they had operated in a manner that was parasitic on the light, you might say, which was not expected, behaving as if, you know, not recognizing that if they succeeded, they would actually destroy themselves. I think it's not hard to see that that's what's going on this planet as well. And so I'd understood that that's one of the reasons for the creation of this planet. I'd understood this for some time, and I have had the understanding for perhaps 9 or so years now that there would be a time when those forces, if you will, would make a grab for complete control of humanity, but fail in the attempt. And in my view, this is what we are currently living through. I'm not saying I forecast a scamdemic, as I call it, but I'm satisfied that that's very much part of what's happening. And in hindsight, it makes enormous sense. And so I, as I said, did not know when that would be. I did not know what it would look like. And I now view the December solstice of last year as the turning point, if you will. It's a moment where our dark friends believed it would be the moment of their great victory because of the alignment that occurred, the conjunction of Saturn and Jupiter that occurred at that time, almost to the moment of the solstice. And they create, equate Saturn with Satan. So they believed this would be the moment of their great victory, when in fact it was the moment of their great defeat. I'm aware of several Indigenous celebrations of that moment, of it being the moment of the great victory of the light. North American Beautiful. Indian peoples, Australian Aboriginal peoples, events in Hindu traditions, and indeed it actually, and I didn't expect it, it doubled up in my own spiritual work. And so we are living through the crescendo, in my opinion, of this great change. So I'm extremely optimistic, mm-hmm. even though all the outward signs look pretty dire. I'm extremely optimistic in the long term. And so without looking for them, have been given two extraordinary products to share with the world in this time. And Jane, you're aware of both of these. One is NanoSoma, which I will talk about first, and the other is the DPE technologies. In my opinion, both with a role in this special time. I will say, Dan, I didn't go looking for either of these, and I just feel like they are a gift that's come into my life. I'm very humbled. I feel very responsible. When they turned up, I had no idea how I was going to get them out into the world, but but people are turning up to help, and I'm greatly appreciative of that fact, including you, Jane. You are helping with that process, and I am deeply grateful for the exposure that you've given to these products. That's enough about me and the context. I will touch on the context a little more for NanoSoma, because the particle that's in this product, which is the core ingredient, is a nano emulsion. In other words, it's a water-soluble emulsion form of polycosanol. Now, polycosanol, you may or may not be aware, is in a lot of our unrefined foods, unrefined sugar, unrefined rice, a number of other grains and plants. Dr. Raghavan, its developer, says it's in the sun-splashed areas of plants in general. And it serves a purpose in that role of protection and so on. But it's very interesting, because one of the things that he said to me a long time ago, he said, this product, this particle has to be older than biological life. I said, why? He said, this is a lipid, and you can't have biology without the lipids. The lipids create the envelope that encases life on every level, whether it be a virus, our cells, or us. Our skins are lipids. And so the lipids serve that role, and without that envelope, there is no biology. So the lipids had to come first. So I hadn't considered that. And then we had a Zoom call in early January, and one of the people that participated in that call is a woman called Lorraine Mill, who's a fellow Aussie and describes herself as a master intuitive. She started out as a medical intuitive and has gone way beyond that. It works with people all over the world. And Lorraine basically said, you know, when I hold a bottle of NanoSoma in my hand, I can see what this does to the body. I can witness the DNA. She said, I don't know what DNA is. I've never studied it, but I can see it. And she said, I see defects in the DNA, and these are healed. And I see interference with the DNA, and it's cleared. And she went on to talk about several other things. But at the end, she says quietly, this particle does not come from here. So I'm now satisfied, as I said, not only is it older than biology, but it actually brought the blueprint of life to this planet. And when you understand its relationship with our biology, which is truly profound, it makes perfect sense. And so this little particle, when you put it in the body through 5 sprays in your mouth once a day, a little more accelerated use to get started if you've got any kind of health issue, but the base protocol is 5 sprays in your mouth once a day, which means a 30-mil bottle will last you 30 days or a little more. And basically, when you do that, these little nanoparticles spread throughout the body. They go directly to all the cells. They don't worry about the blood system or the lymph system or anything else. They simply take their own path. And as I said, the relationship of these little particles to our biology is older than life itself. And so looking at the broader, if you like, spiritual perspective, this brought the blueprint of biological life to the planet. It's been whispering to our biology all the way through, because a small percentage of the polycosanol that's normally in our food is actually in this nano form. So this is perfectly natural. And so it's been, you might say, whispering to our biology all the way along. And then when our food got refined, it disappeared. And in my opinion, it's one of the reasons we've seen this acceleration in autoimmune diseases and allergies and all manner of things. And then, not in the middle of the scandemic, which was my expectation, I thought we were meant to be trying to stop this virus. That wasn't the plan at all. I knew there was another plan because there were things I wanted to see happen I couldn't make happen, Jane. It was just impossible. I've got a flat forehead from beating the hands against closed doors, you understand? and then when I watched a video from a Canadian woman, Yolanda is her name, who put out a video. Yolanda is a specialist in women's health, particularly hormonal health, and she also works as a doula, beautiful spiritual woman, and very, very articulate. And she put out a video which was talking about the fallout for women who had not been vaccinated when they came into contact with people who had. I prefer to use the term injected or jabbed, I have to say, because there's simply no way this is a vaccine. Yeah. It's impossible. But she said the fallout for women who had not been injected but came in contact with people who had was horrific. Their hormonal cycles were messed up. The rates of spontaneous abortion were increased dramatically. And she wasn't just talking from her experience. She quotes extensively from a lot of experts. It's a profound interview or presentation that she gave, and it was on YouTube. And somebody sent me a link to it. I watched it, and I said two things. One, this is not going to stay on YouTube very long, and so I grabbed a copy, which I have on my own servers now. But I also said, in my opinion, this is the wake-up call. This is the trigger that will wake people up. And you see, as I said, the emergence of this little particle, I've been clear, has very much been related to this time, but I didn't know how or when. And now I realize, I spoke about the entrapment process. Our dark friends, you see, they believe when they get enough people injected, most of those people will die within a few years. And there are a lot of deaths already, but it's being hidden. And also these materials that they are injecting, they spread to other people who have not been injected. And so the outcome of this in their expectation is the modification of the human DNA for their own purposes. This is horrific stuff. And I tell you, when they believe they've pretty much already won, you understand? And when they get a lot more people injected, they will be absolutely certain they've won, except for one thing.
Yes.
There's a plan older than their plan. And they are caught in it, and it's called nanosoma. Yeah. And when you use this, when you use this product, we have the evidence very clearly. As I said, Lorraine explained how any interference with our DNA is cleared by this product. This is true of anything that doesn't belong in the body. Nanosoma triggers the body to clear everything that is not meant to be in the body. Heavy metals, herbicides, pesticides, interference with our DNA, everything. This thing triggers a replica of the human genome, so far within about 99%. Rogo's doing the work to confirm it's 100% replica of the human genome. And so what this little product is doing is effectively clearing away all of the interference. And it triggers the optimal operation of all of the nuclear receptors in our cells. It turns them on and turns them off. It's profound. And so this has had a role in our biology all the way along, but it's like the key to the functioning of our bodies that we didn't know was missing until it showed up and we began to see this. It is that profound. And so there is a journey for humanity to go through as we clear all of the interference, all of the illness and disease. In my opinion, all of this has been part of the trap for our dark friends. And so when people use this, all of this simply gets swept away. So this is yet to be tested against any human health condition that doesn't trigger the body to heal. Let's be clear, NanoSoma does not heal or treat anything. What it's doing is triggering the body to take care of itself. As Roger says, this little particle says to the cells, hey, listen, I taught you 2 million years ago how to operate, now get on with it. And so this is what's happening. And in my opinion, in 20 years' time, humanity will look back at this time of illness and disease and aging, because this reverses the aging process as well. We will look back on this and wonder how it was we walked through this time, because it will no longer exist. It's that profound. This is, and so we have begun the journey in what I would call recovery from all that we have been living through. And this product was documented in the Rig Veda 5,600 years ago. Our ancestors knew about it. The Rig Veda is an Indian spiritual text in Sanskrit. And so this product was understood. And in fact, it's one of the places Raghu had to look to figure out how to make it. And the key thing he needed to find was what the water is that you can use to make it. Because he made some and it didn't really work very well. And so he asked a Vedic scholar friend, what's the word for water in the Rig Veda for this product? And his friend said, ah, there are 280 words in Sanskrit for water. I can't imagine it, but there it is. And the word that's used to describe this product, the water, is pristine water, water from the mountains. Indeed, quite specifically, the water from the meltwater from Mount Kailash, which is a mountain in Tibet, now China, which is a sacred Hindu, a mountain that's sacred to the Hindus and maybe Buddhists as well, I'm not sure. And it's considered to be the earthly home of Shiva. And you're allowed, it's a standalone mountain, kind of sticks out by itself. And it's you're allowed to walk around it, but you can't climb it. And I was invited, interestingly enough, to go and walk around Mount Kailash in July of 2018. And I when I was asked, there was this yes inside me. So I just went. I had no clue why I went. And it's not a trivial thing to do, I promise you. It's a very high elevation. You have to spend, you have to train for it. You have to spend a week of acclimatization for the elevation. It's very high up there. And I thought, well, I must be going for a reason. I had no clue. I had no clue why I was there. I only now is it that I understand. I went because of my relationship with this beautiful product that Raghav has brought to us. Now, it turns out the water doesn't have to come from Mount Kailash. He's found four countries where he can get water to make it, and they are Austria, Switzerland, Norway, and New Zealand, all mountainous countries. And so the product is made in bulk in Switzerland, and I ship it wherever I need to bottle it, and off we go. So this is the gift that Raghu has brought to us. And as I said, I am blessed and honored. It came to me in November of 2019 and 2 months before this scamdemic began. And here we are. And I'm just doing the best job I can do to wake up the world to this gift. And Jane, I thank you for providing the opportunity to share the word about this.
But you have woken up a lot of us already to this beautiful product, NanoSoma. But thank you so much, you know, for going through the process of explaining how it was put together and the developer behind it, and how you came to this point in your particular journey, which we all understand, and we concur with you as far as what's happened with the, you know, the COVID and the jabs, et cetera, to where we are today. And we are coming up. The world is really coming up with more advanced technology, ingredients, nutrients, devices, et cetera, et cetera. This is the time for all of this to come out at this time to be able to finally dissolve or eliminate, you know, the dark forces, the dark energies, and all the things that are, you know, combined with that. But going back to the NanoSoma, Richard, you know, I know that you had mentioned already that it could cure almost anything and everything, you know, in the body. And I'm sure, and we know, we've seen, some of us already know about all of the testimonies, you know, that are on the website, and people can actually go to Dr. Regu's, website also to find out more, a little bit about him. But perhaps maybe you could just tell us, you know, because we're talking about COVID, we're talking about the jabs and how it's really worked for some of the people that you have been involved with in this, because that seems to be like one of the key things that people are really afraid of. You know, if you're unvaccinated, afraid that you may get it from shedding from people who've had it. And of course, you know, the variant, which is really rather, from what we hear already, is just a very mild flu. But anyway, tell us more a little bit about how that has been working for people with COVID or, you know, the jabs who've had it.
No problem. Before, just very quickly, before I do that, I will talk about supply. I have none to sell right now. We'll fix that pretty quickly, but I've been overwhelmed by demand, which is a good and bad problem to have. I hate being out of stock. I didn't think we would do it again, but we ran out, I think, on Thursday of last week, and we'll be out this is in the U.S., we'll be out for, I don't know, maybe 3 weeks. So we have the product.
Okay.
We're just moving to a different, a new bottler, and, know, they just need to get the packaging done. We've got the bottles and the bulk sitting in with the bottler, but we just need the packaging to get it complete. So that will all be done.
Okay.
I will reopen my European store around the middle of this week. It's bottling Monday today, my time, in Germany. And once we take care of back orders, we'll reopen the store. And I will be bottling in Australia for the first time, maybe in the next week. And in the UK, maybe 2 to 3 weeks from now. So the pieces are coming together. We can spread this out a bit more. And, you know, once I get those processes working, I can hopefully keep the supply lines running and start to look for the places as well. So that's that quick picture. But we, as I said, given our understanding of the product and how it works, and especially also given the context of it and its role in ending these, let's call them dastardly plans for humanity.
Yes.
We have had many people who were using NanoSoma who have been jabbed, and they've had no side effects. You probably know many people have suffered from side effects from these, and if some of the effects are more subtle, they're pretty horrific, which we don't need to go into. But that interference doesn't happen to any great degree if you're using it. And people that have been injected, our recommended protocol is you use it 5 sprays every 4 hours for 3 days, just to make sure. And all of this will be cleared by your body, because, as I said, it's just another foreign material that doesn't belong. In my opinion, the whole practice of so-called vaccines, you know, is not based in science. Everybody's convinced that they do all these good things. If you really do the research, there's no basis for any of it. And so there's that. And if you are around somebody who has been injected, then you almost certainly will pick up what they are shedding. It's planned that way. And so if you are around them, again, if you're using nanosoma, it will protect you. But also, again, if you experience symptoms, either feeling unwell or you break out in a rash of some sort, which certainly has been quite common, what we recommend, again, is the 5 sprays every 4 hours until the condition clears. And sometimes it can be half a day. With a rash, it can take several days, depending on the nature of it. Again, some of those are cleared quickly, others take a little longer. But all of this will be cleared. Again, this was all planned. What these guys are doing was anticipated before life began on this planet. So do not be in fear.
Correct.
Do not be in fear. There is no need to be in fear when you understand what this product does. Get it in your life and use it. And it has all manner of other benefits besides clearing the impact of these jabs, both directly and indirectly. This was all planned. So trust it.
Yeah.
Trust the plan.
Yeah.
This plan's bigger than me or you or any of us on this planet.
Yeah. Well, I will tell you, you know, we've, you know, Zaria and I have been taking, you know, the nanosoma prior to the COVID coming out and the jabs, et cetera. And, you know, we've been amongst relatives, people, other people who've had taken the jabs. And, you know, she and I have been absolutely perfect without any problems whatsoever. We are taking just the 5 sprays once a day.
Fantastic.
I mean, I like to spray that. You know, I spray that. I, you know, since I'm on the computer all the time, so my eyes get really tired. Sometimes they get red and et cetera. So I use that all the time in my eyes every day, every night.
Perfect.
And as far
fantastic.
As, and I do that also for my skin. I'll put that on my skin even before I put on any cream, because I know it's great for the skin.
Well, it absolutely is.
And it's like water. So even though it looks like water and it tastes, it's tasteless, actually. It's a really amazingly powerful product. Could you tell people a little bit, Richard, about what's in this beautiful, wonderful water that, you know, go ahead, go for it.
The product's basically food and water. It's about 98% pristine Swiss water, a small amount of this nanoemulsion of polycosanol and some other ingredients that basically help to make it an emulsion and to keep it stable. So if you get the water wrong, it doesn't last 5 minutes, well, a few hours. But when you get it right, it's been on the shelf for 8 years quite stably. So once you get the formula right, it's just perfectly stable. But yes, it's essentially food. And so I will say that when you start to use it, it's very common that people find an unpleasant taste to it. It can be bitter. It can be soapy like coconut. One person even said this tastes like vomit. And, you know, it's actually not about the product. It's about the person's body. It's a message about the imbalance in your body. And as you use it, as you said, Jane, it becomes tasteless. And you might have started out with it being tasteless. Some people do. You know, Kerry Cassidy told me that when she started, it was tasteless. And this is, you know, but most people, I will say, experience. I found it bitter when I got started, and it's gradually went away over a few months as my body you know, refound its balance. And what was your question, Tony? I got lost.
So the other, you know, so we know that it has the nano poly,
polycosanol. Polycosanol. So it has, it's got some vitamin E. It has water-soluble, again, the amounts are tiny. It's got water-soluble vitamin E in it, which serves in part for the stability of the product and to make it into a water-soluble nanoemulsion. It's got some citric acid in it, which comes from lemons. So it's natural. Some people say, oh, you know, lots of citric acid's made from GMO corn, and there's simply no way that's going to happen with this product. You know, firstly, it's made in Switzerland, where GMO is illegal. And secondly, it's made, brought to us by a beautiful Indian man who honors his traditions. There's no way anything like that's ever going to get there. It also has a small amount of potassium sorbate to stabilize it, which is maybe some people can react to sorbate. This is 1,000 times or more less than any level that's ever been measured to do anything. It's simply there to ensure the stability of the product. So that's about it. You know, polycosanol, no, there is no vitamin D in the product. In fact, one of the things is it substitutes for vitamin D. You don't need vitamin D supplements when you use this product. Let me talk about that just very vitamin D acts to turn on the vitamin D receptor. That's, you know, that's why these two things have that name. And the vitamin D receptor is critical to our immunity. And so vitamin D can turn on the vitamin D receptor, but if it's overactive, which can happen, such as, you know, Parkinson's disease, for example, is caused by an excess of a protein called TNF-alpha. That excess of TNF-alpha is caused by an overactive vitamin D receptor. So vitamin D can turn on the receptor, but if it's overactive, which can occur, vitamin D can do nothing. NanoSoma activates the vitamin D receptor, but if it's overactive, it turns it down. So in other words, it regulates the vitamin D receptor. This is unheard of. There is no other known product in the medical literature which actually truly regulates any nuclear receptor. And this particle is regulating the vitamin D receptor. And we have 48 or 9 nuclear receptors in our cells. As I said earlier, it's regulating all of them. It turns them on and turns them off. And Raghu's drawn this conclusion from his gene analysis work, which is pretty detailed. And there are tests available for 27 of those receptors. For 22 of them, the results are clear. NanoSoma is regulating those nuclear receptors, just as Raghu said. The other 5, the results are not so clear-cut, and the rest, there is no test. But from Raghu's, as I said, from his gene analysis, it's very clear to him that it's regulating all of them. So you don't need vitamin D supplementation, and indeed you don't need any nutritional supplements. I'm not saying you can't take them. You can take them if you wish, but there's no longer any reason. One of the reasons we have actually needed supplements is not because the body is unable to get sufficient nutrients and so on from our food. It can. The issue has been that the take-up of those and the transmission of them into the cells has been compromised. One of the first things this triggers the body to do is it repairs the mitochondria in our cells, which are the energy pathways and the nutrition pathways into the cells. So it's very common when people start to use this, they feel an almost instant boost in energy. Not everybody, but lots of people do. And it's because those mitochondria are now working properly. That's one of the first things it does. So it both boosts the energy level and improves nutritional supply into the cells. So with time, really the reason for effective nutritional supplement industry and frankly the pharmaceutical industry will disappear. You need none of it when you use this product. It's truly extraordinary. And so that's the path we are on with this. So no vitamin D needed. And, you know, it's still good to get out in the sun and get some vitamin D naturally. But there's no need for lots of IUs of vitamin D. And also this triggers the body to produce its own vitamin C endogenously. Again, this is unheard of. And what it does is when your body is in what's called homeostasis or operating in its balanced way, in that state, it triggers the body to create its own vitamin C. What most of the vitamin C that we consume, whether it be from food or from supplementation or whatever, most of it the body throws away. It says, this is not my vitamin C. I don't know you. Yeah, I'll have a bit of you to hang around, but most of it, goodbye. So it gets oxidized very quickly. But when this is in the body, the body's able to take some of that oxidized vitamin C, which in most cases there's no shortage of, and convert it back into its own vitamin C. Now, science doesn't understand how this works. There is a difference between these products that the body produces for itself and those that we get by supplementation. It's well documented, for example, with insulin. You need to, if you need to take insulin for blood sugar regulation, you need to take 20 times the level that the body uses to do the same job. Nobody knows why. And as Roger says, we don't really know what form that insulin is in the body, because once we take it out, it's not in the body anymore. We can't measure it in the body. But somehow the body knows it is different. Somehow it recognizes as its own. And the same is true with vitamin C. When it produces its own vitamin C, which it does when you're using NanoSoma, it can produce levels of vitamin C you can never get through supplementation, because the body is saying, I recognize you. You are my vitamin C. And so if it's needed for healing or whatever, you can see levels of vitamin C when you use NanoSoma. You will never get through supplementation, even through, you know, intravenous vitamin C. Forget it. Body just throws it away. So that's a long answer to your question, Jane, but really, you know, this thing is profound. We're just scratching the surface of what this does. Just amazing. Hello?
Sorry about that, Richard. So, yes.
That's okay.
So what I was saying is, I was busy listening. The product, NanoSoma, is patented, obviously. And but I do have to, you know, most of us are all about health, right? And we've known for many years, as long as we've ever lived, you know, you better take all of your different vitamins and, you know, from A to Z. So what you're saying is that this supplies everything that the body needs in terms of, you know, enzymes and minerals and vitamins, et cetera?
It does. One of the reasons that we've needed to take a lot of the vitamin supplements and so on is because our gut flora has been compromised. You know, GMO food particularly does pretty nasty things to our gut flora, not to mention antibiotics and other pharmaceuticals that people are on. This basically, at the very least, disrupts and in large measure destroys most of the friendly gut flora. And that's the source of most of our vitamins. The Bs and A and so on all come from those sources. Vitamin D, as I said, came from the sun, but that's substituted for by this little particle, which is actually much, much older than vitamin D. so it was doing it before vitamin D showed up, if you like. It triggers the body to produce its own vitamin C, and the rest get produced in the gut when the gut flora is returned to normal. Again, it's part of what gets corrected. Mm-hmm. All pathological viruses, fungus, bacteria, and yeasts, all pathological ones are cleared. Okay. The friendly ones get a free pass. So one of the things it does is clears all these things that don't belong, and suddenly our gut flora is restored to its normal balance. Lo and behold, it's producing all these things, CoQ10, you know, all the B vitamins, right. A, and so on. It's all getting produced in the body just like it's meant to.
Right. Yes. We've always heard, you know, the statement that the body can heal itself, and that's how it was, that's how it was created. So, So before we go into the other product, Richard, if we can just stay on this product, maybe can I open up the board, you know, so people, there might be some people that have been taking it might have some questions, and those that may have some sort of an illness might have a question for you also regarding the NanoSoma. So, all right, everybody, if you have a question for Richard, please go ahead and press 1. and you will be on the board. So I'll go ahead and get started already. We'll start at the top here. So here we go. The first person I have here is 760 ending in 1897. 1897, hello?
Hello, this is, yes, this is 1897. Hello, Richard.
Hi, Lenny, how are you?
I am great. I just want to give a brief testimonial. Now, I've only been on Nanosoma for 10 days, and I guess I should preface it by saying that I am a healthy 74-year-old. I do not take any prescription drugs. Yay.
I love it.
But what I have already found in just those 10 days is my energy level has really increased. And not only that, and I really do need to say that it must be the Nanosoma, because the other day or a couple days ago, I was sitting on the floor. Normally, I use a little help to get up, and since then, I am not using, I'm just getting up off the floor without any assistance whatsoever.
Fantastic. I love it. I love it.
Now,
beautiful.
Very good.
I do have a question for you.
Yes.
So the new information in listening is that what you're saying is I no longer need to use all the take all the supplements. Yes, correct.
That's true. I'm not saying you have to stop taking them. You can keep. You know, a lot of people want to keep up because they feel like it's important. And there's no reason to. You don't have to stop taking them, but you don't need them anymore. You don't need
them anymore.
All right.
Okay. And then are you also the cream? Is the cream available in the United States?
Oh, thank you for
asking. It's just one thing I want to cover off before I answer your question, because your question triggers a couple of things. Firstly, it's not unusual, I wouldn't say it's common, but it's not unusual for people to have a healing reaction, or a healing crisis is the term, which happens not infrequently with natural healing products. And so, you know, some people, depending on what your body state is, what healing your body needs to go through, it can be non-existent or it can be quite significant. And you know, we do have a startup protocol for people when they're getting started, if they have an existing health condition or they're oldies like you and I, Lynn, we recommend that, you know, you might start out a little gradually to see if there's any reaction, and then use five sprays four times a day until you use up one bottle, and then five sprays twice a day until you use up a second bottle. So the first bottle will last you a little over a week. The second one a little over 2 weeks, and then you settle in the five sprays three times a day. So you kind of kick start any healing that's necessary in your body. But the second is this healing crisis issue. And if people's health is pretty bad, and some people's is, they really have a very strong reaction. Again, it's not about the product, it's about their body. And I recommend to people they, you know, reduce to one spray a day. And if the reaction is still strong, and it does happen with some people, I recommend they screw the top off the bottle and dip a cotton bud in the bottle and just put a little drop on their wrist as a way to get started and gradually work up from there. Gradually introduce it to your body, because gradually, you know, whatever's causing these reactions will clear. And if you've got any viruses or bacteria that normally express themselves on the skin, that's where you'll see them as part of the clearing process. I have some amazing photographs that a woman sent us a couple of weeks ago, where she had this really outrageous rash broke out all over her face, and one eye was half closed. She understood exactly what was going on. She had issues with, you know, viral things breaking out on the skin from time to time. She understood exactly that this was a healing crisis, and she kept going, and she photographed it along the way. The series of photographs of this, as I said, outrageous rash, spots all over her face, gradually declining, and then the final photograph is, you know, she's back to her beautiful self. It's just a wonderful illustration for people. It's why she shared it. She said, people should be aware of this. Don't be frightened by it. It's a perfectly normal process. So I wanted to cover that. Now, back to your question. We will have the gel. There are two other products besides the spray, a gel and a cream. The gel is basically the spray with some xanthan gum in it, which turns it into a gel. And so even though we will not sell it as a as an edible product, it's perfectly safe. You can eat it with a spoon if you wish. And so it's just a lot more practical for applying to the skin than the spray, because the spray is water. It runs everywhere. So the gel is just a much more practical solution for the skin. And I will say, just on the skin, if you have any kind of skin issue, whether it be eczema, whether it be psoriasis, whether it be acne, whether it be wounds or scars, people who apply this to a new wound are stunned by how quickly it heals up. It's just amazing. And you don't get scarring, of course, because any bacteria or viruses that want to get into that open wound, when nanosomes are around, they're not going to get much mileage. And one of the things this does is trigger the production of stem cells in the wound. And so stem cells are critical to the healing process. So it just dramatically speeds up the healing process. It also is an incredible pain reliever. Many people who've been in horrific pain have been stunned by the pain relief they've got from using this product. So to the cream then, so the gel is effectively the equivalent of the spray, but for topical use. And I will tell you, there have been cases where people have had psoriasis over 80% of their body, including their nails, all healed, all gone. There is the cream, which is really more a high-quality, you might call it beauty cream. That's really skin healing, improving cream, mostly for the face, but you don't have to just use it on your face. You can use it anywhere. And so the thing about the cream and the gel is there's no oil in any of them. So they go completely into the skin. And as if you caught up on what I was saying about this product produces vitamin C endogenously in the cells, high-end skin creams are chock full of vitamin C because the makers understand that you need lots of vitamin C to produce collagen in the skin. It's the disappearance of the collagen that causes the wrinkles in our faces as we age. So we have a before and after photograph, literally a few days apart. The line on it says 2 weeks apart. In fact, it wasn't quite that long. A woman with fine line details on her face used the cream, and those fine lines completely disappeared in 2 weeks. And I will tell you, there are only two women that I know of that have had the cream shared with them that didn't like it. They were both in the cosmetics industry. I have yet. I tell you, if I let my personal supply of cream run out here, I'd be a lot of trouble in this household. my beautiful queen would be most upset with me. And so that's where the product sits. It's the gel is the topical version of the spray, and the cream, which basically takes. The way you make these is the spray makes the gel makes the cream with further processing. So that's the journey of its development, but it's just a beautiful cream, and it's got a natural vanilla aroma to it. There are very few things you can put in nanosoma that don't cause it to stop working, to clump and so on. And so there are a couple of natural essences that Raghav has found you can use in the cream, and he uses an organic vanillin essence, I think, from Mozambique. So that's where the cream sits. Now, the gel I will have available, I hope, in a week or two. They're just waiting for the packaging to be completed, and then they'll put it in bottles for me, and I'll have it in the store. So it's ready to turn on. I just don't have the product yet, but it's very close. And the cream, I would say, is probably 2 months away. I won't have a huge amount of the initial shipments for both of these are relatively small. I suspect they won't stick around long. So if you want some, grab it when it comes on the store, and I will then bring in larger quantities. So I wouldn't be surprised if we don't have the initial shipment of the gel for very long, but we'll see what we can do. I'm working to get the supply process working a little better, so we keep all these things on the shelf all of the time.
Yeah.
On your website?
Absolutely.
They'll be available on your website. Okay.
They sure will.
Yeah. Could we talk a little bit about the website, Richard, if people are coming on the website, our website, to order any of these products? How are they going to know? How will you know that it's coming from our group?
Well, I believe when people go to your website, they just click through and they go to my store, and the system recognizes that they've come to the store via your link, Jane. And so once they have clicked through once and registered, that link remains in place. So after that, when people order, and it's not linked to a particular product, it's linked to the store relationship. So once people have come to the store via your link, they are linked to you ongoingly. So they don't have to order directly through your store. They only have to first come to the store via your link and register. Once that's done, it's done.
So the website that I have has like a number after that, and that when I click on that, the only thing that shows up is the NanoSoma.
Yeah. It's all done behind the scenes, Jane. So when people click on the link,
so
it's got the number on
that,
the end.
Yeah. So how do they go to the other products if the only thing they see in the front of that page is, where are the other products? Is there something at the very top where it says all products?
They're hidden on the store.
Oh,
I'm not putting them
on
the store when I don't have them. No, I haven't released them yet. I release them, they will be on the store.
Uh-huh.
And so what you will see when I turn them on, and I've tested it, and would you believe, I only turned it on for a few minutes, we took two orders for bottles of the gel. It was not the plan. I was just testing it. And there's so many people on the store. Oh, well, let me grab one of these. So what you will see on the store when it's going is you see the NanoSoma spray bottle, single bottle. Next to it, the gel, single bottle. Then the three-pack for the spray, then the three-pack for the gel across the store. So they will be right on the page with the spray. I just have to turn them on my system, and there they will be. It's all ready to go. I just don't have the product.
That's all right. Okay. All right. Thank you for your question.
Thank you.
We've got a few other questions. So let me go ahead and go on to the next. We only have 30 minutes left, guys. So, and I wanted to, I would like Richard very much to also discuss the DPE. So let's go ahead with one question a person, please. And next question is coming from 845, ending in 4478.
Hi, Doctor. And
hello,
Jane. This is Bob in Newburgh, New York.
Hi, Bob.
Okay.
Hi. I have stopped taking any medication from pharmaceuticals. I feel that they're killing me. So right now, I'm only taking two, I don't know if you call them supplements or whatever, but they seem to be doing a good job for me. One is Excellus Spirulina, and want to know how that compares with NanoSoma, Soma. And the other one is the the X3 microbiome. Are you familiar with both of those products?
Bob, I'm not specific. I'm familiar with spirulina in many forms. But I will simply say you're very welcome to keep taking them, but you don't need to take any of them. This is hard for people to get. And if you look at spirulina, it's really nutrition. And so-called microbiome is really, its name tells me, what it's trying to do is reinstate your gut flora. And you don't need to. Once you're using NanoSoma, you can trust your body to do its job because now it's working as it's meant to. Again, these products have evolved because our nutrition and our immune systems have been screwed up by the world we live in, putting it simply. So there's no reason to not use them. And don't for a moment think any of those things are going to be doing what NanoSoma is doing. It's simply not true.
And so what's the ingredients? What are the ingredients in NanoSoma?
Bob, I spoke about it earlier, and I will repeat it very briefly here for you. The key ingredient is a nanoemulsion of polycosanol. Polycosanol is commonly in our unrefined foods. A small bit of it is in this nanoemulsion form, so it's well known to the body, but it activates the body to take care of itself in ways we did not imagine was possible. It's like the missing key to the functioning of our bodies that we didn't know was missing until it showed up. So that is what it is. It's not a nutrient in a traditional sense. It's not providing nutrition or anything like that. It's simply triggering the body to act as it was designed to act, and not in this compromised way that we have come to accept as normal.
I see. Okay, well, this is a learning process for me. And Jane, is bringing everybody in. And I thank you for your information, Doctor. And thank you, Jane, for having them on. Very informative.
All right, Bob.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right.
You take care.
Yeah, next person is 502 ending in 7576.
Hi, Jane. Hi, Richard. This is Pam in Kentucky. And my question is about a family member who has had both jabs. I told her about NanoSoma because she had walking pneumonia just a few weeks ago. And, of course, she doesn't believe that the jabs are bad. And so I'm wondering if she decides to get on NanoSoma, like, say, 2 or 3 months down the road, will this, is there a time limit after they've had the jab where, will this start working if she waits, and finally finds out that they are bad?
The absolute end of the line is if she's no longer living, then it ain't going to help. But short of that, I would expect, provided her health is not very, very, very debilitated, it will trigger her body to heal itself. So the sooner the better, but provided she hasn't stepped off the mortal coil, it'll probably still take care of her. And I will be blunt here. It's my view that many people are going to die as a result of these jabs. That's my opinion. And there are many people who already have died, and the information is hidden. And I will tell you, we hear of people having blood clot issues and so on. I have a copy of a little video of analysis done by, a British medical doctor who was pretty suspicious about what this stuff would do to the blood supply, and basically he demonstrated that with, I think, over 60% of his patients, they all had minor clots in the capillaries, which is sort of the end of the blood flow system throughout their bodies. So this stuff is pretty horrific as to what it's doing. So simply put, the sooner the better. But in my opinion, one of the things that Raghu's astrologist had said to him years ago, this will heal and protect the spiritual people. And I don't have an axe to grind against anybody, but anybody that's not woken up and is dedicated to believing what they are told is true and that jabs are safe and they can trust the government and all that probably won't be with us that long.
Yeah.
Right.
Unless they wake up no more than 5 years, in my opinion, is all they've got.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Pam. Thank you so much for bringing that up. Yeah, Richard, we're quite aware, most of all of us that are on this call and all of the people that listen to our calls, we are definitely on the same track as you are as far as the amount of people that will be what we call ascending, leaving the body, a lot, many, many, many millions of people that will be leaving. So, all right. We'll go on to the next. So Nona Soma is a wonderful product to be able to get a hold of for everyone, especially those now, not just for us who are not vaccinated, but for everybody else who really is. So for your safety and for theirs. Okay, so next person is 206 ending in 9911.
Doc, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Hello. Okay. Hey. Great information.
And your name is?
My name is Jonathan. I'm from Seattle.
Hi, Jonathan.
Really, how you doing? Real quick. I've used my body for an experiment for the last 65 years. I started the cardiovascular cell business.
I love it.
Cardiovascular stent business for James back in 93. So I know the good and I know the bad. You said something that really open my eyes and ears about nanosoma in terms of vitamin C and vitamin D. Most therapeutic levels of vitamin D, if you were to measure it in the blood, people would say, oh, they need to be between, you know, blood values anywhere between, let's say, 45 and 95 or 50 and 100 for therapeutic levels of vitamin D. Have you measured vitamin D levels just with taking nanosoma and... Well, basically, that's one question. Have you measured?
Let me answer that question for you, Jonathan. If you understood my words, you would realize that the level of vitamin D essentially becomes irrelevant, not entirely irrelevant. But you see, the whole basis for the question is that you need vitamin D to activate the immune system. You don't need it anymore because nanosoma replaces the role of vitamin D in activating the vitamin D receptor. So it's not boosting the vitamin D level in your blood. It's not doing that. It's substituting for vitamin D and activating the vitamin D receptors. You understand?
Okay.
It's an alternative.
I totally understand. So, exactly.
Good.
So basically what nanosoma is doing is it's a total homeostasis product of basically providing homeostasis for your body.
Correct.
Which is totally, we're talking apples and oranges, basically.
We are.
Yeah.
You get it.
So I just wanted to make sure I had that clear. And I'm very impressed. Second, how do you become a distributor?
what you can do.
That's a good question. Go ahead, Richard.
I don't formally have a distributor arrangement, but you can buy in bulk right off the store. You can buy 60 packs off the store, and if you start, so there's a 40% discount for 60 packs, and if you start moving a bunch of them, as some people are doing, you know, I've got a guy who actually is up in Washington State who is buying, you know, 240 bottles about every 3 days. He's cranking it along.
Wow.
Well, yeah.
I give him a little better price.
Yeah. Well, this is a fantastic product. I've had people suggest it, and actually I got on the call today. I didn't know you were going to be on the call. One of my good friends just basically told me about this, and I'm glad I did because you provided a lot of really clear information because I'm a source of a lot of information and resources to a lot of people who need it and are trying to stay healthy. So this is amazing. I congratulate you, and thanks for your product.
Thank you, John. To be clear, it's not my product. It's Dr. Raghavan's product. And you know, I said to him early on, Raghu, you know you had to be Indian to bring this product forth. He said, yes, I understand that. He is very clear. It was his life's mission to bring this to the world. And I'm not going to go into the detail, but the evidence of that.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. You're the messenger, sure. And I greatly appreciate it.
You bet.
Thank you.
He's a great messenger. Thank you, Jonathan. All right. Okay, I've got two more questions for you, Richard. And I think I just want to let people know that the information as far as where our website is, I did put it here on the Blog Talk Radio show. It's also on our newsletters. So if you go on the newsletters, you can just scroll down and you'll see that information. I'll put that out again also for people so that you can go ahead and order through that. And so let's go forward. And the next person is coming from 843 ending in 8176. 8176?
Richard, this is Henry in North Carolina. Nice to meet you.
Great.
I already know the answer to the question. Is there any possible way that you could take insurance or anything for that?
I'm sorry, any possible way what?
Insurance.
At this stage, there isn't. We may see insurance companies engage with this because we're going to reduce their bills dramatically. They won't quite see in the first instance that we're going to put them out of business, but that's a secondary problem. But what I will say to you is that most people, if they actually stand back and look, realize they actually save money by using this product. And the reason is when you tote up the nutritional supplements and so on that you're already purchasing, you're going to spend, many people will spend less money using NanoSoma than they are already spending on the nutritional supplements when you add them up. And if you add in the pharmaceuticals, even though they're significantly subsidized, you know, when you add up the total bill, you're going to save money in most cases by using NanoSoma.
Yeah, it's the money won't be the issue in the future, but right now, we don't have enough insulin to buy hardly anything, and the only thing I can get paid for 100% is garbage out there, you know. One taken, but I recently had a heart attack, and I might have been exposed to somebody who had the jab. Or I got a couple of relatives that had the jab, and I'm suspecting that, you know, that might be one of the contributing factors, because I've always taken pretty good care of myself, you know.
It's a difficult journey you've chosen in life, my friend, and I don't envy you it. It's a difficult journey. You know, in the way our world works today, you know, you need money, and it's difficult when you don't have enough of it to get the basics working in your life. And I feel for you. I wish I could wave a magic wand. In my opinion, the time will come when that piece of the control system will go away, but I can't wave a magic wand today.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you very much, sir. I appreciate the very good call. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Henry. Okay. All right, here's our next caller, everybody. 806 ending in 0593. 0593. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from. Hello? 806 ending in 0593. Hello? Okay, all right. Well, we'll go over to this one. 386 ending in 3353. Last caller for today. Hello, and please let us know who you are and where you. This is
James Art in Tampa.
Yeah, could you do me a big favor? Could you take yourself off of your? We could hardly hear you. So take yourself off of speaker, if you will.
Okay, hold on 1 minute. I'll do that right now.
Yeah,
okay,
that's much better.
James and Richard.
Okay, Art. Uh-huh.
Richard, I have a question. I'm exercising about 5 times a week. I'm back into lifting weights and everything. And, of course, my body has a higher demand for proteins, you know, because my body's breaking down a lot more. I am taking a NanoSoma. I haven't noticed a difference as far as it helping in regards to, you know, tissue repair and everything. Will I have to take a supplement for, like, amino acids and proteins, or is NanoSoma also going to cause homeostasis for that aspect of my body for rebuilding tissue, muscle tissues?
It will trigger your body to heal everything. You don't need any of those things. And in fact, one of the things that I have noticed personally, and I'm not the only one that's noticed this, is, I'm not doing bodybuilding. I probably, you know, one of the things that's happened with Melbourne's crazy COVID lockdowns and the time I'm spending on this business is that I'm not exercising as much as I was, and my gym membership has lapsed. So I'm not driving like that. But what I do notice is that my body's ability to build and sustain muscle strength has improved significantly. I'm an old bastard, you understand? I'm 68 now. So, you know, my ability to sustain muscle strength and so on has fallen away as it does. But I have noticed a significant shift, a recovery on them. I mean, one of the things that this does is trigger the natural hormonal balances, which, as you would well know, plays a key role in your ability to sustain muscle mass and strength. So on that mm-hmm. level, it's very helpful, and it plays a role in triggering the healing of the body. So again, you don't need any of those kind of supplements. There's no reason why you can't take them. Understand? There is no conflict here. You know, if you want to keep using them, you keep using them. You can't hurt yourself, provided you're not going over the top with these things. Because you know, as you would well know, you do too much of these things, you can trigger your own additional issues. But, you know, a little of these things is not a problem. You want to keep using them, you keep using them. But you probably find they're not actually necessary anymore.
All right. I've had a little something. I've been on NanoSoma for a couple of months, and I noticed my body, you know, not healing as fast and everything, especially my joints and everything being 58. That's why I started taking amino acids to help with my proteins to build the muscle tissue and everything. It's helped a little bit with my aches and pains. But I'm down to taking, you know, 5 sprays once a day, whereas in the beginning I was doing the higher dose.
Good. Yep. So. Yeah, just hang in there. Just make it part of the rest of your life. You'll be stunned by its effects over time.
All right.
You know, Raghu is now 70. He's been using it for probably 11 years now. So he started, uh-huh. you know, when he was just under 59, maybe, when he started using it. And he now has a measured biological age of 48. 2 years ago, it was 51. So his biological clock's running backwards.
Well, I could definitely use that now.
You and me both.
I appreciate that, Richard. Thank you, Jane. Have a good night, folks.
Are you there, Jane? Go to Jane's website and get your supplies of NanoSoma when we have it back in stock. You can order now, and we will ship it to you when we have it available.
Okay.
It's an embarrassment. I didn't have it anywhere. It's bizarre, but there we are. I don't have it anywhere. But we will shortly, all over the place.
Right. So,
Jane, over to
Richard,
you.
Richard, you know, a couple of things in regards to if people, you know, you had mentioned a couple of the links that you had received. Is there any way you can send it to me as well? The one from Yolanda and then the other one that was, I guess, someone that worked with children. So I could share that with people.
Yes, the Yolanda link I can send you. I'm not clear what the... Oh, I will send you links to a bunch of videos that I have. And you can decide what you want to do with them. No problem.
Oh, sure. Okay. Now, real quick, everyone, I would like to... I would also like... At this time, we have just five, seven minutes or so. Richard, I thank you so much for being here on our call. If you have like about 5 minutes for people to talk to people a little bit about the DPE, and I've got you, we know that you've got one for agriculture. We've got we've got terrible fires that are going on right now, and of course there's going to be tornadoes coming up soon, et cetera, et cetera. tsunamis and all of that. So we would love to be able to hear more a little bit about the DPE that you have as well.
Okay, no problem. So again, the DPE technology came to me. DPE stands for Defense of Planet Earth. And the base DPE technology provides protection from extreme EMF energies, primarily from geopathic subhertz frequencies to beyond 5G, with the exception of the frequency of 13.4 hertz, which my friends tell me is the frequency of life on Earth. Everything else is absorbed. And these, most of these units, you simply dig a hole. It's like a fence post. You dig a hole in the ground, you put it in, you put the dirt back around, and you put some water around to make sure it's well earth, and forget about it, unless you're in a very dry environment. And this has been, these devices have been shown to prevent hurricanes, to prevent wild storms. You get normal rain and so on, but basically it protects you from those violent storms, because these things are driven by EMF, and I probably don't need to tell anyone on this call that our dark friends have a great deal of control over our weather. And if you think the drought and the fires in the western parts of the US today and also the Midwest are some kind of accident, I have this beautiful waterfront property in Antarctica to sell you. And you just need to look at this with some awareness to understand it. So if you have these devices deployed, this stuff cannot happen. If we had one of the large devices deployed in Texas when that freezing occurred a few months back, it could not happen. And I have one of my customers, and Jane, she was on the interview with you some time ago that we did. She lives in Florida, and the last hurricane that came up there, it was about 6 or 8 months ago, came up the coast, and it was right on line to go across where she is. It went out to sea. Mm-hmm. It did a half moon shape around where she is and came back on its track. And the weather satellite photographs show it perfectly. So this stuff works, and it works powerfully. So, and if people understand fires, they'll also understand, you know, the fires are driven also by EMF energies. And so you have one of these devices in, you'll take the power out of firestorms and so on. So it's profound in its impact. And, of course, the 5G issue is ramping up more and more in our world. It will protect your local area from this. So the DPE-100 basically protects a zone of 2 kilometers in radius and about, I don't know, 150 kilometers high. The DPE shield, which is its big sister, covers a zone of 100 kilometers in radius and a little higher. And there's even bigger units, but that's enough for this conversation. Mm-hmm. And I said to the guys after I began to sell them for them, I said, you know, we need a version of this that has an economic benefit for people. Because then people will deploy these things and we'll get protection of the planet for free. And so we now have the DPE agriculture devices. And basically the DPE agriculture does all the DPE-based products do. But they promote the growth of plant life and animal life as well. But the primary focus is plant life. You see plants grow about 50% larger. Crop yields are up to 3 times what they were before. The growth is in shorter time frames. They grow with half the amount of water and with no fertilizer or pesticides. Pretty interesting technology. You stick a pole in the ground, beautiful, and this is what happens. And if you go to my website, dpe100.com, you will see all the information there on a pilot in Sardinia, which is kind of off the coast of Italy in the Mediterranean Sea, fairly dry, showing these kind of results. And there are photos there of a guy tipping a crate of tomatoes into a bigger hopper. They were harvesting Roma tomatoes 50 days ahead of their normal harvesting season. And the yields with, you know, something like 80 points of rain for the month this corn was growing, you know, grew to over 14 foot tall and phenomenal yields. So this technology will transform food production across the planet, and quite frankly, we need it at the moment because our dark friends have been working on a plan to decimate the food across the planet for the last 5 years, from what I can see, and they're getting really serious about it right now. There's going to be huge lack of food across the planet in large parts of the planet. It's horrific what is being done. All organized, all planned. It's just horrific.
Yeah.
And so this technology, as in when it gets deployed, will help to offset some of these effects and indeed eliminate some of the effects. So this is profound.
Yeah.
We've been told we need to deploy enough of these across the planet, 100,000 of the DPE size devices, less of the larger ones, to basically protect the planet. I don't know if we're going to get it done in time. You know, I'm just doing the best I can. And there are some people starting to show up who can see a lot of these deployed. So it's very exciting. So that's the technology.
Very good.
It's profound. And we really need to have the planet protected, not only from our dark friends and the things they're doing, but the time we are going through in terms of the reduction in the magnetic field strength of the planet because of its our place in the cosmos.
Okay. All right. Very good. So if they want that, where do they go for that again?
The first place I would go is the DPE100.com, DPE100, 100.com. D for dog, P for Patrick, E for echo, number100.com. Go there, and the information is there, and then there are links to all of my stores around the world.
So is there any way they can put Jane in there so that we can get credit for any of this?
I will track them, Jane. As I said to you earlier on the call, I will track them directly.
Oh, I think
you did have
thank
a link at
that.
Some point, but I don't know where that is. It's not my website. So
it's all good.
That
whatever we get, we're also giving to others. So just wanted to mention that. All right. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you so much for thank you so much, Richard. It's been a fabulous, it's an hour and a half call with you, something like that. It was very, very filled with incredible information. You're an incredible speaker. We want to thank you for the products that you brought to our awareness. And we all know what we need to be able to do for humanity. And some of these products for us and then the other DPE for others. So thank you, Richard. We really do appreciate you. Thank you. And thank you, everyone, for being on the call.
Thank you, Jane. And thank you for providing the platform and the opportunity. All the best.
Yeah.
Bye for now.
Okay. Yes. All righty. Bye-bye. Okay. With that, everyone, I think what we're going to do is we're just going to do a 5-4-3-2-1 for everyone. Uh-oh. Here we go. Do it together. Put your hands up, rub your hands together. 5-4-3-2-1, receive. And we say, 5-4-3-2-1, we receive from the gods and goddess of our beings. We are in perfect health, perfect harmony, and in perfect joy. And we love you all as we know you love us and everyone else in this world. Let there be peace and joy and harmony. Much love to all of you. See you soon.